50. Hayden. Hayden started reaching for his revolvers. The women behind him screamed. Bryant backed away from the door to give the Reapers room to maneuver. Albert tried to grab Hayden's arm.
You should have taken the offer you were given, Sheriff, Bryant said. The Master is gracious to those who are worthy, and terrible to those who deny them.
The Reapers started toward him, baring their teeth and howling. Hayden was already in motion. He slammed his hand into Albert's face, breaking his nose and sending him sprawling backward. Then he backpedaled, grabbing his guns and turning them on Bryant. The first Reaper was on him before he could shoot the infected man, and he changed targets, quickly pounding the Relia creature with slugs from both guns. He emptied the revolvers into it. It barely reacted. Hayden brought up his forearm, activating the Axon shield and catching its attempt to slash his face. Claws scraped against the energy shield, the force of the blow pulling Hayden's arm down. A slash from the other side nearly decapitated him as he barely got under it in time.
"Hicks, a little help!"
Hayden shouted, throwing himself backward. The women were screaming and fleeing behind him, trying to get away.
"I love the fear," Bryant said. "Don't you, Sheriff?"
Hayden skidded sideways, ducking between a stack of wine barrels and narrowly avoiding another slash from the Reaper. Its claws went clean through the barrel, sending old, spoiled wine gushing from the wound and onto the floor. Controlled gunfire sounded on the floor above, followed by sharper screams. Hayden glanced at Hicks's feed. The Rangers were inside, hitting the targets he had identified earlier. He watched them drop under the quick ambush, shot before they could react. He looked away, backing down the column of barrels and quickly reloading while the Reaper recalibrated, slowing to follow. He aimed a second time. It had caught a dozen rounds in its chest, but he didn't see any of the wounds now, only small stains of blood from the original damage. He had seen quick healing before, but he couldn't believe how fast the creature recovered. He was about to squeeze the trigger when something hit the top of the barrels above. He looked up in time to see another Reaper there, looking back down, wearing a monstrous smile. The distraction was intentional. He returned his attention to the Reaper in front of him, getting his arm up again to block its attack, but falling back under the weight of the assault and slipping on the wine that had already spilled. He landed on his back, the Reaper looming over him, a sadistic grin spread across its hideous face. He closed his hand, switching the Axon material from defensive to offensive. Claws sprouted over his wrist, and he slashed at the claws reaching for his face, severing the limb from the Reaper. It howled and backed away, giving him a moment to recover. But only a moment. Another Reaper came in from behind just as Hayden got to his feet. He spun on his heel, firing his revolver in its face, the rounds puncturing its eyes and breaking some of its teeth. It fell back, and he snuck past it, heading down the aisle along the wall. Another Reaper chasing behind him. He looked into the hut again. The targets the Rangers had dropped were back on their feet, proving Bryant wasn't the only infected. It was a trap. A carefully laid, perfectly timed trap. Maybe he should have been suspicious when Josias turned up so soon after he arrived back in Sinisco. Maybe he should have guessed something was wrong when he had gotten into the place so easily and brought downstairs so quickly. But that wasn't the way things worked out here. The threats were ever present, but they were never so organized.
"Hicks, it's a trap," he snapped into the comm. "We need to fall back."
"Roger, Sheriff," Hicks replied.
"I'll keep the exit clear for you."
"Forget about me," Hayden said. "Get the Rangers out of here."
Hayden froze as a Reaper came around the corner in front of him. Another blocked his rear. He turned right, heading down another aisle, but a third Reaper moved into his path. He was boxed in. They didn't attack. They stood at the edges of his escape routes.
"Now what?" Hayden said out loud.
He held his revolvers at his sides, keeping an eye on the Reapers flanking him, waiting for them to make the first move. He glanced at his HUD again. The fighting had cleared the non-combatants from the building, leaving the women scurrying into the open fields around the structure and the men taking to their horses and cars to escape. They had come for the vices, not the violence. A momentary calm settled over the place. A reset. The music had died out. The silence was thick enough to stop a trife claw.
A bead of sweat ran down the side of Hayden's face, cool and heavy. The chaos resumed all at once. Gunfire sounded above again as the three Reapers rushed Hayden. He aimed and fired both revolvers in both directions, using the glasses to assist. The ATCS had a direct connection to his augments, and it helped him line up the shots, placing them perfectly into two pairs of beady black eyes. Blinded, the Reapers on his flanks slowed their attack, waiting to heal. The Reaper in front of him left its feet, lunging at him from 5 meters away and leading with its claws. Hayden dropped a revolver, grabbing the base of the stack of wine barrels to his right and using the strength of his augment to yank it loose. Half a dozen barrels lost their stability, tumbling sideways and hitting the Reaper, knocking it away. Hayden scooped up the revolver, turning back toward the wall. The blinded creatures had yet to recover, and he charged the one on his right, shoving his axon claws up under its chin and through its mouth to its brain. It slumped against the claws, and he roughly pulled them out, letting the Relia collapse and climbing over it while reloading his guns. He had barely cleared the creature when gunshots sounded behind him, and three slugs smashed into his back. The force threw him forward, sending him sprawling onto his stomach. He immediately rolled over, finding Albert about to start shooting. He got a hand up in front of his face, protecting it as the bullets continued to rain in, each shot into the bodysuit like a solid piston pounding into him. He aimed with his other hand, guessing the position of Albert's head, and pulled the trigger. The shooting stopped. Hayden jumped to his feet. Albert was down, but wouldn't stay that way for long. He had killed one Reaper, but there were at least four more. And then there was Bryant. Where had the Koron-infected asshole gone? "Hicks, sit rep," he snapped, finding Hicks's feed. The Rangers hadn't retreated the way he had ordered. "Closing on the stairs," Hicks said. "We're on our way, Sheriff." "I told you to retreat, dammit." "That's a negative, Sheriff." A thunk sounded through the comm, a small silver ball launching from the bottom of Hicks's MK-12. Hayden didn't need to see it to recognize the sound of the powerful rifle. 2 seconds later, the stairwell door exploded. Hayden watched three Reapers dash past the column of wine barrels where he was standing, rushing toward the suddenly obliterated door, and the Rangers standing behind it.